wrote a tweet yesterday about having your pain be entertainment, and I got a lot of response, which sadly doesn't surprise me at all. So anyway, I thought I might talk a little bit more about that here. So it might be a little heavy, so feel free to stop listening. Anyway, I just wanted to say that about 6 years ago, my longtime boyfriend committed suicide. It was, as you can imagine, shocking. And maybe one day I'll write more about it on Tumblr or talk more about it. I guess if you've never been through it, you can try to fathom what it feels like, but it's really something that's hard to describe. That's why sorry. That's why I counsel people now and talk with people dealing with that experience. Because I can understand it in a way that is unique, and sadly it makes me part of a pretty awful club, but a club nonetheless. And in that experience I learned that people really did find it entertaining. It masqueraded as sympathy or support in some cases. In many cases it came out in angry, hostile ways towards me, as though I had a vote or a choice, which clearly I didn't. I wouldn't choose, and there was nothing I could do about it. But, you know, even going out in public, I feel like people were poking at me just to make me cry so they could tell the story of how I had a breakdown at that event or whatever, a year later even. And people would come over and say, "Oh, you're the girl whose boyfriend committed suicide." It shocked me at the time, and now I've learned that it's part of the human experience, that some people are just drawn to that kind of hatefulness. And I just wanted to say I'm sorry for anybody else who had to go through it. Gotta go. Ciao for now.